Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Perfect Justice, was written by Wynn Collier. In 1983, three teens were arrested for the murder of a 14-year-old. According to news reports, the younger teen was shot because of his athletic jacket. Sentenced to life in prison, the three spent 36 years behind bars before evidence surfaced that revealed their innocence. Another man had committed the crime. Before the judge released them as free men, he issued an apology. No matter how hard we try, and no matter how much good is done by our officials, human justice is often flawed. We never have all the information. Sometimes dishonest people manipulate the facts. Sometimes we're just wrong. And often, evils may take years to be righted, if they ever are in our lifetime. Thankfully, unlike fickle humans, God wields perfect justice. His works are perfect, says Moses in Deuteronomy 32, and all his ways are just. God sees things as they truly are. In time, after we've done our worst, God will bring about final, ultimate justice. Though uncertain of the timing, we have confidence because we serve a faithful God who does no wrong. Upright and just is He. We may be dogged by uncertainty regarding what's right or wrong. We may fear that the injustices done to us or those we love will never be made right. But we can trust the God of justice to one day, either in this life or the next, enact justice for us. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 1 through 4. Listen, you heavens, and I will speak. Hear, you earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teaching fall like rain, and my words descend like dew, like showers on new grass, like abundant rain on tender plants. I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the greatness of our God. He is the rock. His works are perfect, and all His ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is He. Let's pray. God, we see injustice all around, in the news, in our relationships, on social media. Though injustice can seem overwhelming, help us to live justly and to seek justice in our areas of influence. Guide our words and actions as we engage with others on these topics, and help us to bring about solutions that honor you. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.